We'll start again Daf Lamed Amud Beis by the two dots in the middle of the Amud. Very briefly, we'll go over the last Gemara. Omar Rav, Kederos bePesach Yishavru. When a person has Kederos, utensils on Pesach, those Kederos, you have to break, the Kli Cheres, earthenware. You can't use them. Now, obviously, you can't use them on Pesach. What about after Pesach? Zogt Rav, Kederos Yishavru. There's no Eitzah. You have to break them. Why? Since we said Rav holds that yes, Kol Isurin Shebetera is Beminom Osur. Why is it Osur Beminom? Because he holds that it's Afilu Bemashu. It's Osur Beminom. So I understand that Kol Isurin Shebetera and on Pesach itself you can't be mevatlit. You can't use it, and we make a gzera of Shaloi Beminom Otur Minom. That's all on Pesach itself. But after Pesach, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, then for sure there's no problem. After Pesach, no Issa. So you can use it. Shalom b'minom. Now this is Rav Shita that says that even if you're going to say like a Yehuda, I'm sorry. Rav, let's go like a Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds after Pesach is an Issa. But that's only on b'minom. Kol Isurin Shebetera is b'minom. But shaloi b'minom, we don't make a gzeres shaloi b'minom, otam minom, shaloi b'zmanoi. So why should it be a problem? Zogt Gemara, gzera, dilma, ovidlu, osilu, mavidbu b'minoi. You might come to use b'minoi. And b'minoi is a problem, because after Pesach, hold like a b'yuda. Ushmuel omar, Shmuel argues, lo yishavru, you don't have to break them. You can wait for after Zmanoi, and there's no time after Zmanoi, meaning after Pesach. And you can use it because Shmuel holds like a Shimon. Those that sold those barrels, Ashvez Zvina, lower your prices on those utensils. If not, I'll make public known that I lost like a Shimon, that it's Mutter. So then Dashin like a Shimon. Why can you dash like a Shimon? And it should be mutter. The Shmuel kept Shimon Svirale. So Gemara asked the Rav. It was asked the Rav, so he didn't want to do it. So that was the Gemara we got up to yesterday. Zok the Gemara daf lamed omer aleph. We'll continue where we got up to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. How tanura de tocha beticha. There was an oven, a tanur de tocha beticha, that was smeared with fat, kosher fat. Meaty oil, meaty fat. So the oven right now becomes fleishigs. You're smearing it with fat. So what happened? Zog the Gemara. Now they bake bread in that oven. So the bread now is a fleishig bread. How tanira the tocha betira? Osira Borav Rove. Rove said, Osra Rove Ba'ilah Lemechel Lerifta. Rove said that you're not allowed to eat this bread at all. Not even with fleishiks. Fleishik bread you're not allowed to eat. Afilo Betilcha. Even if you have parv, just put salt on the bread. The bread is forbidden. Why is the bread forbidden? It's a fleishik bread. You have fatty meat oil that you smeared the oven with. You put the bread in the oven. The bread now, right now, is fleishigs. Rava said you're not allowed to eat this bread. Period. Even with salt. Versteht sich with milk not, but even with salt not, because you might come to eat it with milk. So he said the bread is off premises. That's halachah shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to have a milk bread unless it's a different shape, because you might come to eat it with fleishigs. Mm-hmm. Likewise, you can't have fleishig bread because you might come to put butter on it, milchigs on it. Unless it's a different shape. How tanira tanura de tocha baticha osra rova ba'ila lemechla rifta afila b'milcha le'oilom. Why? Dilma osra lemechla b'kutcha. You might come to eat the bread with kutach. Kutach is milchigs. Now, what about the oven itself? So the Gemara is going to discuss the oven itself. Rashi says, "Afilu chaza v'husak." It seems from Rashi that even the oven now seems problematic. Because it was fleishika bread made in this oven. Zog Rashi, asu la oilam afilu akhoz av husak. Even if you reheated the oven. Talking about the oven also. Gemara is going to ask from the oven in a second. Fekmo meisvei, we ask the following question. Ein loshinese isa b'cholov. A person is not allowed to knead dough with milk. Isa. Now, this isa is talking about bread, dough with bread. You're making bread out of it.
Why not?
Because you can't have milk of bread.
You can't have milk of bread?
You can't have milk of bread, unless it's a different shape. If the bread is a shape of a triangle, a circle, not the regular shape, so then people know, oh, it's not regular bread. Regular bread, people take and put meat on it. So ain losh and isa to make bread becholov vim losh, and if you would losh the isa with cholov kol apas kula asuro bipne hergel avera you might come to take the bread and eat it with fleishiks ki yotzeboy daf lamed omed beis. Likewise, ain toshin, a person is not allowed to tosh, means to smear. Ain toshin es a tanur ba'alyo, you're talking about the oven now. You're not allowed to be tosh. You're not allowed to smear the oven. Ba'alyo is the fat that you have from the tail of a kosher animal, of a kevesh. Why? It's very fatty meat. Ain tosh and it's a tanur ba'alyo. You're not allowed to smear the tanur ba'alyo. Why? Because the oven now becomes fleishiks. And if you baked bread, oven usually made for baking bread. If you baked bread in this oven that was smeared with alya, kol pas kula asura. That means the pas is osa bachila, because you might come to eat it together with milchiks. Now, this seems to imply that the bread is osa. However, achi yasika satanur, until you reheat the oven. So we see clearly the oven itself, there's no problem. On Omar Aleph, we said that if fleishik of bread is a problem with the bread, and Rashi says, afilo husak atanur, seems to imply that even the tanur that was baked in there, fleishik of bread, the tanur remains also, even if you reheat the oven. Well, here it says clearly in the Braisa, the pas is taka osur, achiyaska satanur, until you reheat the oven. So the oven is not a problem. So it's a stira.
What's the problem with the oven?
Usually you're allowed to have a fleishik oven. But a fleishik oven that you baked fleishik bread in makes the oven treif. Because since a fleishik bread is something that's forbidden to be used, fleishik or milchiks, either or. You can't have fleishik bread because you might eat it with milchiks. You can't have milchik bread, you might eat it with fleishiks. So if you have a bread that was made with fatty meat in an oven, so then the bread is also la'olam because you might come to eat it with milchiks. And the oven, Rashi says, afilu husak and omer aleph. The oven remains also. Because the oven had fleishik of bread baked in there.
Oil of what?
That's what it says in the Gemara, in Rashi. Achi husak. Over here, the Gemara says that the oven, it becomes mutter when you massacre and you reheat it. So it's a steer in the oven. The bread, we don't argue on. The bread avad is also. Fleishik of bread you can't use.
Heat up the oven again.
Reheat the oven, there's nothing wrong. Rashi says,
burn it out.
But Rashi and omer aleph says, afilu husak. So the chayot to steer in the oven. Zok d'gmoga ha-husek atanu mi-yashori. Ba'os it's mashma, the bread is avada osa. But you might eat it with milchiks. But the oven is mutter, if you reheat it. Tiyufta, so to kasha, what we just said before, the rove by Eloi that says that it's osa la-oilom, it's mashma, the bread and the oven that was baked in the bread. Zok d'gmoga, tiyufta, it's taka kasha. Zok d'gmoga, oma le-ravin le-ravashi. Omale Ravina Ravashi, 4 lines from the top. V'chima'achad itoisev Rove Ba'iloi. Now, after we said that Rove Ba'iloi was itoisev, Rove Ba'iloi, we just finished saying on Omer Aleph. He said that you're not allowed to eat a fleishik of bread, la'olam, and it seems that even the tanur becomes also la'olam.
Whoa.
Why? Because a fleishik of bread was made in there. Zok the Gemara, v'chimachi itoisev rove. That's what the Gemara says. Afilu husak atanur. It's a chiddush. Frag the Gemara, omel Rabin Ravashi, v'chimachi itoisev rove by Eloi. Meaning, now that we're saying on Amud Beis, we're toisef. We're saying that if it's toisef, you could kasher it. You could be masik the tanur. We're saying you could. Itoisev Rabbi Ba'aloi. Rabbi Ba'aloi says it's loyal masa. But on Amud Beis, we're saying clearly that it's itoisev. We said that you're masik the tanur again, it's mutter. So now that Rabbi Ba'aloi is itoisev, Himachel itoisev Rabbi Ba'aloi, and you could be masik the tanur by reheating it. We just had a Gemara Namad Aleph we started with, which we said learned yesterday. There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Kedegos, klicheres on Pesach. What do you do with them? Could you keep it for after Pesach and use it shloim b'minom? Because you hold like Shimon? And Acha Pesach is no Issa, so it's not kol isun shabatera, filo b'mashu osa. Or you say Yishavru. So Rav holds Yishavru. Why is he Yishavru? Why does Rav say Kedegos b'Pesach Yishavru? As if there's no takona. Just like you can reheat the oven, so too you should be able to machshir the kederes. Are they reheating them? Are they libun? Whatever you want to do. What's the problem? Omaleh, there's a fundamental difference. It depends what it's made out of. Hosom tanur shamateches. By the tanur, the reason why it helps libun, husak, is because it's a mateches. Mm-hmm. Metal. Metal, you can be machshir, that which is balua. Masha'enken hocho. The kederis of Rav that said Yishavu is talking about, like we started the sugya, is klicheris, earthenware. Earthenware doesn't help, not libun, not agola, not libun. So it doesn't take out and extrude that which is belua inside. So the only teretz is Yishavu.
We knew that already, right? Teretz you have to break, right?
Correct, correct. But right now the Gemara did not know that till this teretz. Gemara is mechalik. Kederis were cheris. So Meli Yishavru, Mashiach over here, it's a blia, so Chayich HaSekatanu. That's one teretz. Iba Yisheim, another teretz is, Hova Ho, both are talking about Becheres. Hova Ho B'Shalcheres. Zeh Sekim B'Bifnim, Zeh Sekim B'Chutz. Where is the fire itself when you want to reheat it? By the Tanur, the fire is inside the oven. You have a piece of wood with a fire, and that's how you stoke an oven. So the fire is next to the place where it's Balua, where the flavor was imparted. So it mele extrudes because the fire is there directly. Mashenken, if you have a pot, where do you put the fire? On the outside. Uh-huh. So on the outside, it doesn't take the blues from the inside. So it's not as direct where the fire, the libun, and the soke is going to take place. So it's not going to take out and protrude and take out the flavor. So even though both are klicheres, one is shayach, has seken b'fnim, it works. Has seken b'chutz, it doesn't work. B'boy say, ma'ho shakheres. Zeh sekim b'fnim, v'zeh sekim b'chutz. Frag the Gemara, v'chitei mochanami le'avadu asokim b'fnim. So if that's the case, the kederis, if you, let's say you take a fire and you put it in the inside, then it would work. The only reason why he's saying that asokim doesn't work is because a sekim b'chutz. But let's say you're creating a chetimtzim, we do a sekim b'fnim, then it should work. It should remove the flavor, the blias. Sok the Gemara, so that should work? So the Gemara says no. Even if you're going to put the fire in, you're scared that you're going to shatter the utensil. Klicheres earthenware is very delicate. So even if you're going to put a second b'fnim, by an oven, it's not as delicate. It doesn't shatter when the fire is in it. It's meant to withhold that. But a regular klicheres, if you're going to put a second b'fnim, we're concerned that paki. So memela, we do not allow you to be machshir it, even if you put a second b'fnim. Because you're concerned. If you're concerned, you're not going to do a proper job. You're not going to really do it. You're going to do it from the outside and say you did it from the inside. Or from the inside, you're going to do a half a job. You're going to extinguish it right away. So you're not going to do a proper kashering. So it doesn't help. The only teretz is Yishavru. Hasekam ibifnim is not going to help even if you put it inside because it might crack. Hilkach zok de gemara. Whenever the hasek is mibachutz, it doesn't help achshara. Only when a hesek is in bifnim, hai buchya. If you have a buchya, a type of utensil, that hesek in bachutzu, since the way of heating it up is from the outside, the osur. So that's why you can't use it on Pesach, because you can't be machshir it. Imalya gumra. However, if you put the etzim coals in the inside, and this is a type of utensil, you're not worried that it's going to crack. So then you could kasher it. Shape domi. So we see clearly this difference. How are you machshir the utensil? A second mibachutz is not a proper akshara because the blias are in the inside and you're kashering from the outside. But if you put coals or wood in the inside and then you heat it, then it would be work only on a kli that you're not concerned that it's going to crack.
Not
a kli cheres. Actually, the Gemara said yes, kli cheres it would work, but only ones that you're not worried that it's going to crack. So this is a type of utensil you're not concerned that it's going to crack.
Ferris, you always have to break. I don't know. That's tumantara, you mean? That's tumantara.
Correct. Even by us, we don't kasha kli cheres. We taka don't kasha kli cheres. But because we're concerned that it's going to crack. What we're saying now, because it's going to crack. But the Gemara is saying right now that if you have a type of utensil, buchya, where esekim b'chutz taka is not a good akshara, but a seikim mebifnim, you're not concerned it's going to crack, it would work. Theoretically, mebifnim would also work. Gemara said, hova ha, klicheres, just depends, suk chutzapnim. Is mashma mebifnim, it would work. Right. Just you're concerned it's going to crack. But this type of utensil, you're not concerned it's going to crack, so it's meant for it, so then it would work achshara. Zog di Gemara, oma le ravina le ravashi, hani sakini, if you have knives, that you use for chametz the whole year round. The pischeich avdinelu. How you machshir these knives in order to be able to utilize them on Pesach? What do you do? Omalei. So he told him le didi chadetik avdinon. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, Omal Ravina Rav Ashi, what do you do? So Rav Ashi told him back le didi chadetik avdinon. You know what I do? I buy new ones. He asked me what do I do with my knives on Pesach. I buy new ones. So Omalei, so Ravina told Rav Ashi, Tenach ma de efshalei, you can afford it. Mm-hmm. Very good. Your budget allows you to buy new knives. However, Dolay efshalei, someone like me that cannot afford it, my, how am I machshir knives on Pesach? Omalei, ano ke'ein chadet kamino. I never meant I buy new knives. I make it like new. How do I make it like new? I kasher it. So he's saying that kashering would work by knives. And that's like new. What do you do? First, let's say the handle is made out of wood. Now, kli eitz, you can also be machshir in fire. Just you're concerned that it's going to burn. So what do? So kataya betino. First, you cover the handle. The candle is not exactly where the tray was came to contact with. It just maybe went into it because it's near it. It's near the heat of the knife. So kataya betino, the handle you cover. And what do? Upazalaya benuga. And the place that touches the etzim chometz, hot chometz, that you put into fire. So you're not concerned that you're going to burn the wood because it's covered. So first you take the blade itself and the handle covered and you put it into fire. And then you flip it around. And the kataya and the handle you put in hagol in hot water. And hot water is enough to remove kaboyle kachpoltoi. Because after all, the handle wasn't used directly with chometz. It was only a blias that came in through the heat that continues from the blade onto the handle. So that's enough to do reitchin.
You don't
really
cut with the handle anyway.
You don't cover it, but maybe there's chometz that was right. That went into it. So that's kabbalah kachpolter is enough through reitchin. V'hilchasa and the halach is idi v'idi bereitchin ubekli rishon. Even the knife itself, that's the blade part. It's enough. It's sufficient to use hot water, boiling hot water, reitchin. But it has to be reitchin from a kli rishon. It can't be secondary utensil where the water already is not as hot and boiling. It has to be directly from a kli rishon, meaning a kli on the fire, off the fire, in the fire, on the fire. That's a kli rishon. And that's what we do. We do hagola on those kelim. Now, Tosis points out on the top, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that a shvoid, which is a spittle where you put the meat on, the only way to kasher it is either libun. So over here we're saying hilchsa b'goitchin. Zok Tosis is a fundamental difference. The difference is that over there, your tzoyle bosar, while you're using it, the bliya takes place on the eish. So mele, it has to be only achshor either libun. Mashikin over here, it's not. So mele over here, roitchin, etaka can work. Hilchsa, sakinim, you can do roitchin on the sakin. B'kli rishoyin. Omar Rav Huna b'gedra Rav Yeshua, eitz porur. If you have a spoon, a large spoon, that you use for mixing, you mix it, a tafshil, and let's say the tafshil during the year was chometz in that kedera, and you use this eitz porur now, what do you want to do on Pesach? Magiloi b'roitchin of a kli rishon. Hagola helps with Reutchen and Kli Rishon. The way that it in the flavor, the chametz went inside the kli, is that's how it's poiled too. And since it entered with Aidei what? Aidei Shtamshes b'kli Rishon. You take the spoon and you mix it in the soup, the trefus, the chametz in the soup during the year. That's kaboiloi kli Rishon. So merely then kapoltoi, you can remove it and kasher it b'kli Rishon also. Zogdi Gemara, boy, my name is Amemar. They asked Amemar the following question. Hani, mani, de kunya. If let's say a person has kli cheres that is covered with lead. Lead is like metal. Yeah. Mateches, we said you can kasher. Cheres, we said you can't. Either because it doesn't work, or even if a second bachutz, or even if a second bifnim, it might crack, unless you have certain utensils that don't crack. But the point is, the kli cheres, the bli is, you can kasha. The kli matches, you could. How do you look at the
combined
kli? Do you look at the outer layer, and it's kasherable? Or do you look at the inner layer, also is bilea, and memela, it's not kasherable? This is very negeya porcelain. It's kli cheres, that's glazed. So it's glass on top of earth. Zogti Gemara, Hani Mani de Kunya. If you have Kli Cheres that is Mitzupa with Afer, and as Chometz was used during the year, Maudish Jemishabu Pischa, could you kashrut or not? Does Agola work because of the outside or not because of the inside? Zogti Gemara, depends what kind of Kli Cheres. There were different colors that had different types. Yeroika Loitibailoch, the green ones, that those are made out of Tzrif. So Tzrif is a type of earth. Devadi Asira. Why? Because since it's a very sharp type of chorif dika earth, so that's belea even through the tzipui of the cheres of the mateches. Since it's belea, it's such a strong type of earth, so that's belea and it's not kasherable. Kiti bailoch uchma v'chivra. The black ones are the white ones. Those type of earthenware utensils that are glazed with metal. Mai, what's the din? Heichad is beikat tufnet loy tibailoch. If the kalim have little cracks, if it has a crack, so then it obviously is going to go in. So then there's no suffix. So then avadas like the cheres that is balea and it can't kasher it. The vadi asira kiti bailch the shia. It's smooth. It's chalakim. It's smooth. So smooth ones, maybe you could kasher. Omale. So Amema said chazin alei de maisi, meaning alma bli of asira. If you put something in there, you'll see that it protrudes from the outside. If you put something in there, you'll see it becomes damp on the outside. So we see clearly that the ishtamshes goes all the way into the cheres. So melech kasherable. Because varaya, the outside is damp. So we see it enters even through the cheres. So ma'al me'bali va'asira va'atoyre ha'ido al kli cheres sheni yoytzim le'i doifin ha'ba'oilom. And the only way is yishover. And takit lo achshore. Zog demora u'maishol in yay nesech. By Yain Nesech, we dash in the Dorish Meremar, Mani de Kunya. If you have Kli Cheres, that a Mitzupa with metal, you could kasha. Zog the Gemara, Bein Uchme, Bein Chivre, Bein Yeroi Keshori. All of them are mutter. Even the ones that are green. All types, you can kasha. So why do we say when it comes to Chometz and Pesach, you can't be Mishtamish? Because we see that the moist comes from the outside. V'chi Teima. Yai Nesach Drabonon, since Yai Nesach only Drabonon. So Mele, we more Mekel and we'll out Kashering. However, Chometz Deraisa. So Mele, you can't Kasher. Kol Tik Drabonon, can't Deraisa Tikkun. Chomet made a Takona, whatever they tell a Vek, Drabonon is like Deraisa. And if Deraisa, you can't Kasher, Kli Cheres, then a Mitzupa. So what then, you can't Kasher when it's Yai Nesach Drabonon. O Malei, the difference is, Zet Tashmishoi Adei Chamin, Vizet Tashmishoi Adei Tzoinen. Yai Nesach, you use it cold. It's not hot. So the whole Ishtamshes is Adei cold. So mainly you can kasha taka. But she'enkein, over here we're talking about kli cheres that ishtamshes is b'chamin, so mainly you can kasha. That is the difference. Taisa has a kasha, the Gemara before said the kli cheres, if you put the inside and it wouldn't break, you could kasha it. So Taisa, that becomes like a new kli. So that's why it's mutter. It's like a kli chodesh. Let's see the last Gemara to the Mishnah. Zok Gemara, Omar Rove Barave, Omar Rabchir Barashi, Omar Shmuel. kol hakelim shenishtabru. Shenishtamshu ben chometz betzoinen. All kelim that you used chometz in a cold manner. It was never used in through a heat exchange. Mishtamish ben matzo, you're allowed to use on Pesach. Chutz min beis sa'or. If you have a utensil where you store the sa'orin, the sourdough, so even if you store it betzoinen, since it's sourdough, it protrudes the tam that is chore from the sa'or into the kli, and you can't kasher it. Even if you use chometz betzoinen, it's mishtamish ben matzah, you're allowed to use matzah. However, chutz min beis sa'or, you can't. Hoyel shechimutzei kosher. Since you leave it overnight, it's chimutzei kosher. So memela, the flavor goes in there, and memela, it's berlea, and even if it's tzoynen, it's like a blia, and you can never kasher it. Omer Rav Ashi, ubeis charoisis. Well, let's say you have a kli that is used with a different type of dover charif. Chometz, vinegar, or something else that's charif, and it's chometz, so memela, you can't kasher it. And you can't machshir it, even if it's toinen. But since it's chemutzei kosher and it stays overnight, it doesn't help achshava. Omar Rove, hani agne de mechuzah. Those ka'oris, plates, that you used for botzek, for dough, in mechuzah, hoyo utdira lemelash bechamira umash bechamira. Since we always use it to store dough and to knead dough in it, so it's a utensil that's made to knead dough. Kebeis or shechmutze kosher domi. So you're not allowed to be mishtamish on Pesach, even though it's tzoynen. But since it's meant to store kneaded bread, which is chometz, you can't be machshirit. Even if it's cold. So Gemara Pshita, what's a chiddush? Obviously it's like a beis or. It's a beis or, that's what it is. It's like a beis or. It is a beis or. So Gemara Maritem, you might think, kevin de revicha sholot ba'avira v'loy bali. Since it's very wide utensil, so mele, a lot of air goes in here. So mele, it's not cold that it's berlea any of the chometz, even though it's cold. But still, we choshesh for bliya because it's chimutzei kosher. But since it's solid ba'avira, it fights against the chimutzei kosher because after all, it's a wide utensil. Kamash melon, that even though it's a wide utensil and air goes in there and it's very eerie, still it's considered like a beisar and it's chimutzei kosher. And Memela, you can't be machshirin on Pesach. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah.